years ago, my playboy father cheated on my mother and had two children with his mistress, while my mother, Rosalia, slowly wasted away in a mental asylum, eventually dying there alone. Since then, I had been living with my mother's family overseas. Now, my father wanted me back, not because he missed me, but because he had been eyeing the company shares I inherited from my mother. I'd just gotten off the plane when my phone exploded with notifications. The news hit me like a punch to the gut. Hargreaves heir publicly declares love for rising star Beatrice Jennings. Hargreaves heir, my fiancé of 10 years, declaring his love for my half-sister? 30 minutes later, my father Edgar sent me a document. The subject line was ice cold, marriage dissolution and share transfer. I stood in our family living room, staring at my phone screen. Beatrice walked in carrying flowers, her voice dripping with fake sweetness. Big sister, this is all just a misunderstanding. We're in love. Please be understanding, okay? I looked up at her. True love? You mean the engagement between me and Hargreaves that's been boosting your reputation for 10 years? And now you just want to throw it away? Hallie, my father's mistress, smoothly inserted herself into the conversation. Briar, you're still young. You'll find someone better. Beatrice and that boy are in love. It's beautiful. As for the company shares, just sign the papers. The business needs a man in charge. A man in charge? I laughed bitterly. That's the best excuse you could come up with? My father shoved the agreement toward me, tapping the signature line. Sign it. You'll still get your dividends. Nothing has to change. Nothing has to change? I flipped the document back at him, pointing to a clause in the middle. When Jennings Group changes ownership, the penalty clause with the Hargreaves family kicks in. The contracted party, that's me, owes $1 billion. Did anyone bother to ask who's paying that before you tried to force me to break this engagement? The room went dead silent. Beatrice's fake smile vanished instantly. You're lying, Edgar snarled. That was just a handshake deal between the old men. My grandfather Zeke never made handshake deals. I opened my email and threw the scan onto the TV screen. Signed 10 years ago, renewed 5 years ago, updated 3 months ago. The party in default, Jennings Group. Camden, Hallie's son, stepped forward nervously. We can negotiate the amount. Go negotiate with the Hargreaves family, I said coldly. See if they'll let your company survive. Hallie kept that plastic smile on her face. Briar, don't make this ugly. We're family. Why take it this far? Family? My eyes locked onto hers. The day you moved into this house, my mother's portrait was still hanging on that wall. Did you even look at her face when you took it down? Her smile finally cracked. Suddenly, chaos erupted from the front hall. A young man stumbled in, my fiancé. He was pale and desperate, clinging to me like I was his only hope. Briar, it wasn't my idea. It was my father. He made me post that announcement. He wants Jennings technology. Beatrice is just a pawn. Beatrice gasped. You, what? He stared at me with wild eyes. If you break the engagement, I marry her. If you don't, my father will destroy your family's company. I thought you wouldn't come back. So you handed them the knife and told them where to stab me? My voice was deadly calm. You thought I'd just cry and run away? I can fix this. Fix this? I laughed. Do you even know what I actually want? He froze. I want the truth. I turned to face my father. 10 years ago, who forged that medical power of attorney when my mother was dying? Who had her committed to St. Haven Psychiatric Center? Who kept her sedated during her final days so she couldn't see me one last time? Edgar's hands clenched into fists. You're completely insane. Insane? I pulled out a small recorder and hit play. My mother's weak but clear voice filled the room. Briar, if you can hear this, don't trust them. That signature, it wasn't mine. That's fake. Beatrice screamed. I spread documents across the table. Handwriting analysis, medical records, sedative dosage charts, copies already sent to the Financial Crimes Bureau. My fiancé's phone chimed sharply. His face went white as paper. My father just sent new orders. I'm supposed to announce we're living together tonight, to force you to back down. True love, right? Go ahead and do it. He looked up, completely lost. Briar, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting. I closed the recorder slowly, to take back what belongs to me from each of you, including the life you owe my mother. The doorbell rang. Security opened the door, and several men in dark suits walked in.